ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 11 टेक्स्ट नंबर 5, 6 एंड So, you said something. Three?
Five.
Yeah. Mother Parvati, you wanted me to do three?
Yeah, because they're very short purports and more or less the same.
Thing. All have purports. A little bit. 5, 6, and 7, right?
Yeah.
All have purports. Anyway, let's do.
Very small.
ॐ श्री भगवान् उवाच
श्री भगवान् उवाच
पश्य
पश्य
मे पार्थ रूपाणि शतशः अथ सहस्रशः नानाविधानि दिव्यानि नाना वर्ण आकृतिनि च श्रीभगवानुवाच पश्य मे पार्थरूपाणि शतशो अथ सहस्रशः नानाविधानि दिव्यानि नानावर्णाकृतीनि च श्रीभगवानुवाच पश्य मे पार्थरूपाणि शतशो अथ सहस्रशः नानाविधानि दिव्यानि नानावर्णाकृतीनि च श्रीभगवानुवाच पश्य मे पार्थरूपाणि शतशो अथ सहस्रशः नानाविधानि दिव्यानि नानावर्णाकृतीनि च Shri Bhagavan Vacha. The Supreme Personality of God had said, Pashya, just see, me, my, Partha, O son of Pritha, Rupani, forms, Satashaha, hundreds, Atha, also, Sahastrashaha, thousands, Nana Vidhani, Variegated, Divyani, divine, Nana, variegated, Varna, colors, Akritini, forms, cha, also. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of God had said, My dear Arjun, O son of Pritha, See now my opulences, hundreds of thousands of varied, divine and multicolored forms. Arjun wanted to see Krishna in his universal form, which although a transcendental form, is just manifested for the cosmic manifestation and is therefore subject to the temporary time of this material nature. As the material nature is manifested and not manifested, similarly this universal form of Lord Krishna, is manifested and non-manifested. It is not eternally situated in the spiritual sky like Krishna's other forms. As far as a devotee is concerned, he is not eager to see the universal form, but because Arjun wanted to see Krishna in this way, Krishna reveals this form. This universal form is not possible to be seen by any ordinary man. Krishna must give one the power to see it. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurmilitanjena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guruho Sri Jatapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Haridriye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktarunda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Shri Bhagavan Vacha. No, that's all right. We'll talk on this. And then, if the time limits, then we can do. Shri Bhagavan Vacha. Pashya me partha rupani shataso atha sahastrashah nana vidhani divyani nana varna krutini cha. The Supreme Personality of God had said, My dear Arjun, O son of Pratha, see now my opulences, hundreds of thousands of varied divine and multicolored forms. So, whatever is manifested is the opulence of the Lord. The word opulence is coming to denote the manifested energy. The energy of divine is also divine in nature. But the energy needs to be contained. Energy is not free flowing. It has to be contained. It is there, but it has a resting place. So, the resting place is a form, is an object. Object is known by form, and form can be two-dimensional, three-dimensional. But the transcendental form is on the fourth dimension. This is called Turiya. Means, one which has three material modes combining three material energies. All right? Constitute a form. Now, material energies, when is known as material, it is called a perverted energy of the spiritual nature. So, even spiritual energy and material energy, when Krishna says both are divine, Maya is also divine. So, internal potency of the Lord, Antaranga Shakti, must be very, very divine. If that shadow is divine, why not the original energy is divine? Right? Now, therefore, the manifestation of either of the energy, when it is combining with its modes, it constitutes a form. Energy cannot be free because it's already contained by the energetic. But energetic wants to liberate this energy. or from time to time. And because he is sum and substance, the complete whole, the energy is also contained in it, even though if he separates it, it is within him. Is it not? Etanya bhutanya sheshani drakshas atmanyatho mahi. Everything that has been manifested, they are but my part and parcel, they are within me and they are mine. So nothing can be actually separated out from Lord Shri Krishna. Nothing can be separated out. So, Krishna is making himself so much available through manifestations of his either of the energy. But one energy, that is the inferior energy, even the divine is working exactly like a shadow energy, and shadow reflections of variegatedness are there, of the original energy. So varieties are nothing but combinations and permutations of the different degrees of the mixtures of the three modes with the three energies. Three energies are said to be Sandhini, Samvit and Ladini. Existential energy, fully knowledgeable energy and the bliss energy. But in shadow, shadow bliss will be there. Shadow knowledge will be there and shadow existence will be there. Shadow means temporary. That there is shadow, there is something as if a mirage, you know. It actual thing is happening somewhere else and we get the reflection. So, material energy is a reflected energy. And in reflected energy, we'll be able to see something. So, with material eyes, we can get the reflected light only to perceive an object. We can see only through the light which has a separate source like the sun or electricity. When it falls on an object of the combination of material energy and material modes. So, material energy is a shadow energy of these three spiritual energy. So, all our proclivities of having eternal existence, having full knowledge and having full bliss is anticipated from the very beginning. It is ingrained because the soul is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord and His constitution is internal energy. Krishnera tatastha shakti. But the tatastha shakti is also divine, but it has the true nature of Krishna's internal potency. Right? So, we see the manifestation of this energy when combined with the three modes, either spiritual modes or material modes. Manifestation will be there. And this manifested energy is called opulence. Opulence. The opulence means it is a manifested energy. So, Krishna is claiming Srimad Urjitat Mevava. Urjit, Srimad means one which is beautiful, attractive. That will be catching. But why it is only beautiful, not ugly? Krishna is not ugly. Krishna is very beautiful. He is the most attractive. Therefore, he is called Krishna. Akarshayati iti Krishna. So, Krishna himself is manifested eternally in the eternal realm of Golok Vrindavan, which is Sachidananda Dham, where Sachidananda Vigraha is there, and only those who have attained their nature of Sachidananda, they reside there in ever blissful enjoyment. So Arjuna is requesting, within the realm of material energy, because all the living entities are conditioned and under the shadow energy. So Arjuna is requesting Lord Shri Krishna to appear in that particular form where all the opulences of the material manifestations are simultaneously present. Simultaneously, at one spot, in one particular form. And that is called Virat Rupa. And Krishna is willingly showing him. Because when anything of a proof is required, Krishna is the first one to claim, here it is. We have a hard time to find a proof for, you know, asserting something, to declare something that we have found out. But where is the proof? But Krishna is ready to prove. Srila Prabhupada tells elsewhere also that Krishna is telling, Arjuna is telling Krishna to show his universal form in order to warn the impostors who are claiming themselves to be God, that whether they will be able to show their Virata Rupa. Because a materially manifested person cannot show Virata Rupa. Because it's part and parcel. A part and parcel cannot become whole. Right? But this variegatedness that Krishna is showing with variegated colors and forms. Colors and forms. The variegated colors are there in the sunlight even. And that can be proven, even though it is called white light. The impersonalists try to meditate on white light. So they light a little candle and then stare at and think that this is the absolute truth. Keep the whole room dark, they light one candle so they can concentrate their mind in the silence on white light. But they can't see seven colors even. The variegatedness is absent. So it is not form or nothing of the variegatedness. So nirguna and nirakar. But Krishna is showing the manifested energy, with all the varieties and qualities that constitutes so much variegatedness in appearance of the forms also, different types of forms. And these are all manifested. Srila Prabhupada comments in this particular verse that Virata Rupa is a transcendental form. But because it is constituted of all material manifested energies, therefore it is temporary. It is a transcendental form, but it is temporary. Therefore, this form can be withdrawn. It is not eternally existing form, just like Lord Shri Krishna in Golok Vrindavan, or all the incarnations, including those who are in Vaikuntha planets, as well as and the material world, playing their pastime somewhere. They are eternally manifested, swamshas. They are there. Therefore, even those incarnations who are spiritual forms of the Lord and variegated appearances and activities are there. They are eternally being worshipped by those locales, like in Hariyashva, tract of land of Bharatvarsha, what they call, or Jambudvipa. Lord Nrsingadev is being worshipped. So in this way, variegatedness is very much proven and the most important fact for a personality. For the conception of personality, variegatedness is important. It's not a formless, non-differentiated, or what you call without any qualities, abstract. But this is an object, it's not abstract situation. This is the objective. Objective means personalism. So Krishna is trying to reveal that fact. So any imposter who is a material person, because he is under confusion state, even though he is part and parcel of the Supreme, but tends to think something different. No tendency of, or tendency of not agreeing with Krishna and his manifestations is leading to either atheism or impersonalism. Means denial will be there. But regardless, if the Supreme Absolute is impersonal, then how come he himself has manifested? So now when he will become unmanifested, he will become unmanifested whole. It is completely erroneous. So, variegatedness is a very, very important fact for personalism. And Krishna is telling that, see, hundreds and thousands of varied divine and multicolored forms. The forms can also be divine, even though they have material energy. Because material energy itself is divine. So, divinity, devata, even the demigods are divine personalities. But they are part and parcel. So, divinity can be exposed. When the soul is divine in nature, then he has to cultivate the divine qualities. There are 26 divine qualities in a devotee. Right? Even the absolute truth personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, when he is being estimated in calculation by the acharyas, he gets 100% marks of 64 excellent divine qualities. Brings 100% marks. Vishnu tattvas, they have 60. The demigods headed by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, they have 55 plus 5 in very minute quantity. then the jivas, they have 50. And very minute quantity. The jivas have 50, but very minute quantities. But when these qualities are developed, and a devotee, even though he's so tiny, but these qualities represents the absolute or divine character, and he becomes the leader of the all demigods. Yasyasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarva gunais tatra samatsate sura. All the divine qualities of all the demigods are residing simultaneously in a pure devotee. So, there are variegated numbers of devotees according to the accumulation of those divine qualities. And Prabhupada considers pure devotee like Mahajan. Mahajan's category is extremely important. Others may be pure devotee, but the degree of cultivation of those divine qualities may be different. Right? So, the demigods are also called divine, but the divinity is being inherited from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, therefore, Krishna is taking that responsibility to exhibit them also simultaneously within his own Virata Rupa. And they have variegated forms. The colors, the forms, everything is variegated. But they have to be contained in a particular, form. This is a composite form. A very composite form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the material manifestation, where he is telling in detail what you want to see, you will be able to see. Whatever you desire to see, you will see everything. And whatever you want to see means whatever has been manifested in this material world, every object you will be able to see residing in this particular form. So, people may think, oh well, this variegated forms or a composite form is a little bit difficult to understand, that he has thousands of heads and this and that, right? But if a person, a tiny soul, if he is awakened, he will also examine his own particular body, which is a form, which is also having so many variegated types of living entities accumulated within him to make a form of the body. All the cells are living. They eat, they sleep, they mate, and they defend. Right? And they make colonies. They become tissues. The colony of a cell, a particular type, called tissue. And different colonies means the different tissues make one organ. And many organs make one body. Right? So, when Krishna is trying to show this universal form, it's not imaginary. He can become more complicated in constitution, this universal form, the body, can become more composite than our body. So what's wrong there? In such a body, the whole material cosmic manifestation is residing, so he can manifest. If we are manifesting in a very composite way, in so-called body, why not Krishna? As the sum total of all material energy and different parts of controlling aspect. So this is a beautiful narration that comes in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam about development of Virat Purusha. The development of Virat Purusha and Brahma witnesses that. It's very nicely described. All the living entities, the spirit souls, with those desires to control over that particular functions of the body of the Virat Rupa, they are the demigods. And they are also waiting for Lord Brahma to put them in a particular place. But before that, in unmanifested state, in their subtle bodies, they are there. So it is said that when the nostrils of Virata Purusha was formed, Agni Devata took charge of functionality of the nostrils. Manifestation is not there for the Devata, Agni Devata. But Virata Rupa got his nostrils. So, and similarly, when the mouth of Virata Purusha was formed, Ashwini Kumar took the charge of the nostrils. And when the mouth is formed, Agni Devata, he took the charge of the functionality of the mouth. So these descriptions are so much in tune with this formation, manifestation. Manifestation is not, an accident. The Big Bang theory of manifestation of the material world, the creation aspect. Creation is simultaneously going on and on and on. So within a minuscule of manifestation, the supreme existence is there. As Paramatma Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham Govindam Adipurusham Tamam Vaja, he can penetrate even the heart of an atom and stays there. And that's why the atom can combine and can disperse too. This is the energy exerted. It's all Krishna's energy, but it is in manifested for varieties of reasons, varieties of functionality, varieties. Variegatedness is real. But if in the material aspect it is only a shadow, temporary manifestation, so it may look real. Another situation, when they say man is made in the image of God, this image, the form, should be identical to understand the form of the Lord. Just like in Exodus, in Bible it is described that imaginary forms were forbidden. Thou shalt not, in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not worship any graven image. People were putting a calf, a four-legged animal as God and worshipping because they were casted in gold. That comes in Christianity. But here, man is made in the image of God. This form is considered to be the best vehicle to cross over the material existence, because it is in the image of the Lord. Image of the Lord. Image is not an imagined thing. It is material manifestation. The divine energy is there. And the qualities are, they constitute in a particular combination. If we have two hands and Krishna has two hands, you know, that gives something similar. Oh, I can relate. But his form is totally sambhavami atma mayaya. It is manifested through his own internal potency. And we don't have our own internal potency. We are part and parcel of his internal potency. Not our own. So how is it possible that we can ever become God? Therefore, do you think we have a right to deny his form as a Supreme Personality? No. It is illogical. So, Krishna is showing the varieties existing simultaneously at one place. So who can challenge that? Prabhupada said, nowadays there are so many gods in the market. But if you tell them, can you show your Virat form? They don't answer. They can't lift up even little Govardhan in their pinky even. You know, just like Krishna held it for 7 days and 7 nights. Against the winds and torrents of rain. So, this is not imaginary. It is so reasonable and so much, you know, understandable. But for common men, it is inconceivable. But to make an attempt to conceive through proper deliberation, the devotee has to try to convince those who have little or no understanding. That is called preaching. We are advocates of Lord Shri Krishna. And it is our humble duty to make everyone understand that they can't bluff, they can't imagine, they have to perceive through the eyes of knowledge. And because this manifested energy of the Lord about the absolute truth that came out from his mouth, it is manifesting in the form of Bhagavad Gita, is also identical spiritually in nature. It has the same potency to reveal the absolute truth. So Krishna and Arjuna both are responsible to guide the mankind in a very sensible way to understand the absolute reality, who is the Supreme Absolute Person, Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. So, I think anybody wants to discuss this particular part, the varieties and other things.
When God is everywhere, so the ocean of love is also everywhere. Why we are not tasting the bliss of the Lord?
Can you repeat that question, please?
when Lord Krishna is everywhere, so the ocean of love of the Lord. So why we are not tasting the love of the Lord?
Because we are envious of him. That's why.
Suppose we are not envious, we are chanting the holy name of the Lord.
Yeah, but despite of chanting, we have so many other things simultaneously going. So, if we are able to chant purely, then love of God will be tasted, not otherwise.
You are tasting or not?
Well, I'm hanging around. I've taken shelter of my spiritual master, so one day I will be able to taste.
Actually, the taste comes, but because of lack of complete purity, it goes also. But that taste is what keeps you going. There has to be some taste or we wouldn't keep going. There is some taste, otherwise you wouldn't keep coming here. Some taste is there.
Prabhupada said it is nectarian. I'm simply licking the jar. I have not opened the lid yet. The honey is in jar. I'm just licking outside. But the taste is there. The knowledge is there. The taste is there. So hopefully one day I will be totally immersed.
Sometimes the feeling is that I am immersed in the ocean of love, but I am not tasting that.
Yeah, because that feeling comes from the mind.
No.
It manufactures from the mind and it doesn't stay for a long time. So therefore, it's a cheating experience. We should hanker forever. But we have other priorities, so sometimes we leave it without proper understanding also. And go after some mirage, thinking this will be more tastier. We have been doing this from time immemorial. But we have not come to resolve. Prabhupada wants us to resolve for once and all. So, hold him in high regards, and hold his lotus feet. Take shelter, and then chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Prabhupada said, your life will be sublime. Do you know what is meant by sublime?
The highest level,
is it a dictionary word?
Sublime means pavitra.
Above. You know, in material science, the process of sublimation is there. You know, some of the salts, if you heat up, it evaporates directly from the solid state to vaporization. But if you cool that vapor, again it will become solid. That's called sublimation. Something is precipitation, other is called sublimation. So when I was in the first year, I learned this and remembered. But, you know, your life will be transcendental. It will take you from the three modes of material nature directly to the spiritual nature. That is sublime. You know, you don't lose your solidity, your existence as such. You will be there. Just like the solid existence of, you know, ammonium bicarbonate. It sublimes. It's a solid crystal powder or whatever it is, crystal. But when you heat it up, you know, it directly turns into vaporized state, and just put some cover on it and it will stick on it, and again it will become solid. So we are in a dead state of, say, physical nature, right? A solid state. We transcend into spiritual realm and keep our spiritually solid state. So we do not disintegrate. This is, your life will become sublime. Otherwise, King Janak, Sita's father, how he can go in the self-same body to Goloka Vrindavan? Janak Videhi. He directly transcended in the self-same body. Isn't it a sublime process? Transcending immediately.
I have a point about this variegated form of the Lord. This takes place only in the material world?
No, spiritual world too. Because this is only a reflection.
Yes.
But it came from the original. So, original transcendental word must be very, very, very variegated.
It means when we talk about the time factor, with the manifestation, the time begins and it ends when the dimension takes place.
It becomes subtle.
Subtle.
Yeah. Never loses its existence.
Yes. Then how do we account for the events that take place in the spiritual world? When there is no time factor there. Like, for example, if we describe that Krishna played a flute, all gopas, gopis and kamadhenu cows, they are assembling. Now he will play some game with them. So now there is past, present and future here.
The time remains obscure by his absence. Is it not? What is that?
Yes.
What is that word? Phrase? Time becomes obscured by its absence. It means time personified also wants to come and play part in the spiritual world. So there will be so-called day, so-called night, so-called full moonlight. Even the moon and sun wants to appear there. But they are not ordinary moon and sun.
Time acts according to the lila, just according to how Krishna wants to arrange it.
That's correct, but that time doesn't have a physical nature.
No.
Right?
It's like a moon.
That's correct.
The lila is the one night is lasted for
right.
Millions of years.
But in Gita, it is
Vrindadevi is controlling that aspect of atmospheric changes according to the desire of the Lord.
Conspicuous. Time is conspicuous.
Conspicuous. Not obscure. Conspicuous by its absence. The time remains conspicuous by its absence.
But in Gita it is said, na tad bhasyate surya na sansar puna pauka yad gatva na nivartante.
This material.
In that world there is no sun and moon.
Right, but it's not this material sun or material moon there.
But from this version it looks that there is no sun and moon in that.
Yeah,
planet.
There is no artificial material manifestation there.
That land is evergreen. Only no material changes in that land.
No, but it is so much of variegatedness.
Variegatedness.
So there can be a spiritual sun, is it not?
No, actually that land
But you can say,
enlightened by Lord Krishna himself.
See, if there is a tree, Kalpavruksha will be there, Kamadhenus will be there, and you think sun will not be there?
There is no light.
But that is all self-effulgent. Our sun is not self-effulgent.
Just like that saying that Krishna is nirguna, it doesn't mean that he has no qualities. It means he has no material qualities.
Actually, there is no need of sun and moon there because
there is no need of artificial sun, moon or electricity. Na tad bhasayate suryo na shashanko na pavaka. Yat gatva na nivartante. Gatva means you have to give up this particular place and go. Na nivartante. Tad dhamam paramam mama. So there is no need of artificial sunlight, moonlight or electricity. Prabhupada writes that. That's correct. But still, variegatedness is there. Variegatedness of manifestation.
I think there is no night and day.
Then what is there? Twilight?
I meant to say evergreen.
What is evergreen?
No change, no day, no night, evergreen.
No. Krishna enjoys all the varieties. He plays, eternally and wants to call the gopis and eternal sun and Rasa Lila is never taking place in the daytime. It's always place in the night. Do you think there is no Rasa Lila?
Daytime is always taking out the cows.
Yeah.
Killing the demons. It's always in the daytime.
But conspicuous nature of the time, you should see. What is conspicuous? What is the meaning of conspicuous? It is there as well as it is not there because you don't know. Conspicuous means it is there but you don't see.
Vivid.
Well, achintya bheda bheda tattva. It is inconceivable but simultaneously one and different. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. That both the things are there. You cannot say no. Only way, no. Both the things will be. Arre Baba, in the material nature also, reflected both the things are there. There is heat, there is cold. Opposites. This whole material world is made up of opposite. But there, it is all spiritual. But varieties may look like opposite.
Just see that one light of Brahma is
4 Arab
32 crore. Yes.
So, in Golok Vrindavan?
You imagine?
It is ever there. It is ever there.
One breath of the Lord is 31,000,000,000 years.
But that is only Mahavishnu, not of Krishna.
He is the part of the Lord.
Who?
Mahavishnu. One breath of the Mahavishnu.
That's correct. Naturally.
Around 40 Arab years.
That's correct.
And the one breath of the Lord is more than Mahavishnu.
That's correct. But that's there it is all conspicuous. Conspicuous means you may not count there. So because it's inconceivable. Even material world is inconceivable. It's only the Vedas give us this calculation, of Kalpa and on that what will be the Mahavishnu's breath.
Time is in the absolute form there, Prabhupada written.
Yes, absolute means it is in unison with Lord Krishna's desire. It's called absolute. If we perform this devotional service in Krishna's desire, then everything is perfect. Right? So, the thing which is inconceivable, we cannot judge on the basis of this material quality. That is said, Achintya stuti khalu bhava tam starkena yojet. So never come to a kind of so-called hasty decision that there is no sun or no moon. No. There will be a different kind of sun and different kind of moon. They may look like our sun and moon, but this is different. So simultaneously oneness and difference would be there. Because our tarka, our logic within this small, you know, cranium, it's very, very puny. So, because prakrutebhya parebhyascha tam achintyascha lakshanam. This prakriti, bhautik manifested material nature, achintya is beyond the manifestation of the material world. And that is its nature. Laksham means its nature is that it is beyond these qualities of material nature. Therefore it is inconceivable. And never try to put in our little logic.
Who is the presiding deity of this material world? Materialism.
Vishnu. And there are three Vishnus. So ultimately you already did that Mahavishnu is in charge.
Presiding deity of nature, material nature.
Material nature is Durga.
He is controlling everything.
She is. This is Durga. Srishti, sthiti, pralaya, sadhana shakti reka. Chayev yasya bhavanani bibharti Durga. Ichhanurupam abhiyasya cheshtate sa govindam adipurusham tamatmaja. This is what Brahma is telling. Brahma is telling that I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, Govinda, whose instrumental energy, sadhana shakti, for creation of this material world, sustenance of this material world, and dissolution of this material world. She is accommodating Lord Krishna's desire.
Suppose we are taking one orange. It is manufactured by Durga. Suppose we are taking one orange.
Right.
It is manufactured by Durga.
Durga under the direction of Lord Krishna. She is not independent. She is not independent. There are a lot of stories that she has to admit that I am the servant of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of God, Lord Shri Krishna.
In Bhagavatam, Durga is said to be Yogamaya, and in Brahma Sahita, it is said to be Mahamaya.
Everything, when it is in connection with Krishna, it is considered to be Yogamaya. But those who are differentiating between material and spiritual, it is Mahamaya. We are in material existence, so we have to differentiate between material and spiritual. But when we become liberated from the clutches of the three modes of material nature, then everything is spiritual. Everything is spiritual. Do you think in Krishna's eyes, this is material and that is spiritual? No. But because we have been, you know, accustomed to think wrongly. He comes in this material world but brings his spiritual realm with him and try to explain differentiation between this and that. It's like a dream, and when the dream is over, everything is spiritual.
Suppose one demon enters in the temple, you will see him demon or
demon is a demon. He is envious of devotees.
You are saying everything is Lord Krishna.
Yes, but who is residing in demon? The soul and the super soul. And super soul is an expansion of Lord Shri Krishna. Krishna is fulfilling his desire. But devotees have to be also, exhibiting their own desire. And do you think Krishna will not allow them to fulfill his desire. Those who are envious, in Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, sadhurevapi modate vrichik sarpani hatya. If they rejoice killing the envious creatures like scorpion and snake, why not a demon? Why not a demon?
But how can we see the Lord?
Lord is not going to be killed. The Lord may make you instrument to defend.
Same words you say that everything is Lord Krishna.
Yes. So this killing is not a whimsical killing for sense gratification. To preserve the cult of Krishna consciousness, so people will go back home, back to Godhead with all sanity that Krishna wants. And those who are insane, Krishna himself even comes to destroy them. So those who are spiritually inclined and spiritually developed, they are directly in tune with Lord Krishna's desire. Even they may order, do it, but artificially you cannot. To defend, exist, to spread, and even if you are being sacrificed, that is a different. It's not like Babri Masjid sacrifice. Samadarshi means he sees Lord Krishna as equal in everyone, not the living entity. Pandita Samadarshina. Do you think he is seeing elephant and dog on the equal level? Or the Lord who is residing in them, fulfilling their desires in that particular body, is? Who is equal? Okay, when you do namaste to anybody and everybody, who are you bowing down to? The living entity or the super soul?
What is?
And the answer.
Actually, we are going to the Lord.
Then the living entity does not, he is individual and he should know that the Lord is fulfilling that particular desire, even though he may be a rogue. But consequences that he has to face under the nature of Durga will be there. Nobody can escape her stringent laws. So Krishna, that is Krishna's design. Krishna is equal to everybody. But he is partial to the devotee too. Samoham sarva bhuteshu na priyo dveshti na priyosime. But ye bhajanti tum aham bhaktya te api chaturteshvaham. But those who are worshipping me, I am equally disposed to them in a separate way, according to that degree of my to surrender to me, I reciprocate. That is his freedom. And you cannot make him a mortal man to abide by material laws of our puny logic. All right. Thank you very much.
You said number of tissues make one organ. Number of organs make one what?
No, number of cells make
one tissue.
Tissues, different tissues make one organ, and different organs make a body. Is it not? That the way. Yeah, what's your question?
Maharaj, you said even material energy is divine.
Yeah.
Then how do we understand the word divine?
Krishna says, Daivi hesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya.
But them on, like, how can we encourage anybody to go beyond these three modes if this?
Because they have to follow. Does Prabhupada ever say that don't follow local laws, don't follow material laws? You have to follow. Because they are divine. Isn't it? The laws are for the law breakers. A devotee is following the law because he doesn't want to break the laws of Krishna's arrangement. Is it not? Because she is working under his direction, not your direction. So therefore, she has received special mercy from the Lord. She is divine. She is not ordinary. But that realm that she has been given the jurisdiction of, not happiness. A prison house is not a place of happiness. Place of happiness is Golok Vrindavan. That's why she is calling Durga. But she is devotee. Is devotee not divine? Then why she is called Narayani? Because there is divinity. Why she appears as sister of Lord Krishna in the form of Yogamaya or Subhadra? She is divine. But in wrong context, devotees say, oh, there is little fanaticism. You know, but we have to respect her jurisdiction. Just like in a prison house, you have to respect the jurisdiction of the jailer. She is the custodian of the jail. That's why she is called Durga. Durgam, very difficult to cross over. Right? Yeah.
In Chatu Sloki Bhagavatam, the Lord said, I was in the past, and what you are seeing, I am in the present, and what will be in the future, I will be there. And in the present, everything is Krishna according to that verse.
Everything. Vasudevam Sarvamiti. No exception. Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. So everything is Krishna.
Demons are also Krishna in that sense. Demons are also.
No, they are not Krishna. A part and parcel is not Krishna.
Everything is.
No, but everything is contained in him. Everything is of quality of him. Then, do you think that's Krishna? You have your individuality. Do you think you are Krishna? No, we are eternally separated living entities.
Lord Chaitanya said, Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva.
That is, qualitative oneness is there, quantitative oneness has never been there.
That is right.
Then, so accept that. We are not Krishna. Prabhupada said, we may be godly, but not God. God's quality will be there.
We are small lords, Prabhupada
said.
We are small lords.
Ishwara.
Servant of the Lord.
Yeah, but not Parmeshwar.
We are not Parmeshwar.
That's correct.
We are small lords and servant of the Lord.
That's correct. Small lord means even within this body, how much can you control yourself? You are a partial lord. So better. You are not the owner of the body, but you are a tenant of the body, that is. Dehinosmin yathadehe. You are a dehina. You have been residing in a particular deh, means you are a tenant, not the owner of the body. There are several trillions and zillions of cells, they are also calling themselves that this is my body. But only you are aware of it. Not anybody else. and sometimes they overpower us. When a cancer cell does the rampage, you have no control over it. He claims the body. Is it not? So let's use our awareness. I'm going back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Thank you very much.